Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Philip. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, kicking things off, what construction needs to happen at the moment to the current Epping-Chatswood railway line to convert it into the new metro railway line?
Well, there's a completely different signalling system got to go in, and the tracks have got to be all at the Chatswood end to all become terminating for the time being. And at the northern end, they've got to connect to the new tracks coming down through a tunnel which has been there since 2009 at Epping, that was originally intended for a full-size train line to go to the northwest. And that's what the new government was going to do when it came in 2011. It was going to take over that project and make it double-deck. But suddenly in 2012, they decided to make it single-deck, and eventually they decided to make it unmanned, fully automated. So the existing Epping to Chatswood line will be converted to a shuttle service only for 4 months, and following that, there's an estimated 7 months full closure, during which anyone wanting to use the Macquarie Park area stations will have to use buses.
That's going to be, I would imagine, a huge problem for a lot of commuters, particularly a lot of students who might be commuting to Macquarie University. Now, the Epping to Chatswood line, yeah, as I said, a lot of students do rely on it to get to Macquarie Uni, and a lot of workers commuting to Macquarie Park. Now, you mentioned some of the alternatives will be buses, which a lot of people are wary about, particularly with Sydney traffic. So do you think that these closures could have flow-on effects to other train lines and other train services around Sydney for people who are trying to avoid buses?
Well, yes. A lot of the people who've been using it will be inclined to go down through Eastwood and those places and get into the city if that's where they're going, through Strathfield. But the thing is this, Philip, the North Ryde area, in my view, it's got the worst traffic in Sydney, because at both morning and evening peaks, all roads there are congested in every direction, both in and out and north and south, you see. And here they are, they want to put all the train passengers onto buses. Well, they're being fairly clever about it. They've realised that some passengers it's okay to go to St Leonard's rather than Chatswood. They're not absolutely hidebound to stick as close as possible to the train line. And at the other end, they're using Eastwood and, I think, Pennant Hills or somewhere. I forget the details of it. And the other thing about the Epping to Chatswood line is it doesn't seem to have made much difference to the traffic in the Macquarie Park area for some reason. So perhaps not enough people have been using it for those stations. But I agree, certainly a lot of Macquarie Uni students will be affected, and they won't like it. And I think this is all because, if I'm allowed to say this, I think the Sydney Metro should have been on a completely new route and should not be allowed to take over the Chatswood to Epping line, and less so the Bankstown line, because that's going to be closed for, I think they say, 11 months there. And they're having yearly closures of, because all the stations there, 13 of them, are going to have to be converted, which involves straightening them. Whereas the Macquarie Park stations are all straight already, so it's not such a big deal there. But what I think will happen is there'll be such an outcry over the closure of the Macquarie Park stations that the government might rethink what it wants to do to Bankstown.
Well, with that in mind, I mean, as you mentioned, traffic around the North Ryde area is often at essentially a standstill. It's dastardly. Now, you mentioned that there's going to be other train line changes around other lines throughout Sydney. Now, as they do try to overhaul the rail service, this is going to be pushing a lot of commuters back onto the already over-congested roads. Do you think that Sydney at the moment is in a relatively dire situation with its transport infrastructure? And do you think there is a way out?
Well, the way out was not to convert the Macquarie Park stations, but leave them as double deck, and take the metro trains from Epping to the city along a new route. And there's plenty of suburbs you could serve along the way. The most obvious way is to go south and use roughly the Victoria Road alignment. That involves, I think, 4 harbour crossings rather than just 1, and harbour crossings cost a lot of money. But still, you'd end up with a much better service. And unfortunately, what I think happened, the state government took over the project from the preceding government, and clap this extra feature on, look at converting everything to single deck. And that's when the trouble started.
Well, I suppose we're being a bit cynical at the moment. Looking to the future, 2019, when the Sydney Metro Railway is projected to be fully operating, what sort of benefits and potentially what sort of disadvantages as well will commuters experience in comparison to the current railway system?
Well, what will happen until the metro gets the connection into the city built, what will happen is all the passengers from the northwest will be dumped at Chatswood. We'll have to fight their way onto North Shore trains, which already have plenty of people on them. And they won't like it, and the North Shore people won't like it. And in the afternoon, again, there'll be a fight at Wynyard to get on trains for Chatswood, whether you want to go north or northwest. And again, they won't like that. And But I don't think that's likely to happen until after the election. There's going to be a state election in 2019. And the big question is the state government is how many seats it want to lose by some of these crazy projects it's working on. And the Metro is not the only one, if I may say so.
Mm.
There's WestConnex, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yes.
And also there's a lot of disruption in the city for light rail construction. And will the light rail be operating by the time of the election? That's the big question. Or will there still be workmen everywhere and all the shops going broke, you see? So the present state government's taking a big chance with this shutting down the Northwest Rail Line and shutting down Chatswood to Epping for conversion to Metro. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens to it.
Mm. Well, it is. Yeah, it is going to be very interesting to see. It's certainly a very dire time for transport infrastructure all around Sydney. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Jim. It's going to be touch and go over the next year or two, but we'll see how things play out.
Thanks, Philip.